This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 111 for Thursday, October 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Thursday morning, receiving support from other outside markets. Crude oil is rising on Thursday morning amid speculation the Chinese government will consider easing COVID-19 quarantine rules for its citizens. Chicago soybean is trading higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar has already gained more than one-third of U.S. cent this morning from its close on Wednesday. High temperatures will be in the teens across the prairies, but rain is expected in the forecast for Alberta and Saskatchewan, as well as cloudiness in other parts of the region. The November canola contract is up $4.20 per ton at $873.90, while the January contract is up $1.90 at $872.30. In the U.S., corn and soybean prices were moving positively, while wheat is struggling to find direction. The U.S. corn harvest is still ongoing despite rains in next week's forecast for growing areas from North Dakota all the way down into eastern Texas. Domestic feed demand has been supportive for corn prices, as well as ethanol production, which averaged more than 1 million barrels per day for the week ended October 14th, the first time since August it crossed the million barrel mark. However, cheaper corn prices in Brazil and lower water levels on the Mississippi River are hampering U.S. corn exports. The December corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.82. Low levels on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers are creating logistical headaches for soybean shipments, which are being bottlenecked at the Gulf of Mexico. Adding to the issues facing U.S. soybeans are favorable planting conditions in Brazil. However, dryness remains for much of Argentina's crop, and U.S. crush demand continues to be a supportive factor. The November soybean contract is up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.92. Dryness continues for the winter wheat crop north of Oklahoma, while the southern part of the state in Texas receive much-needed precipitation. Dry conditions also persist in Argentina, while Australia is expected to have a high-yielding crop despite quality concerns in the southeastern part of the country. Uncertainty also continues for the future of Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea, despite reports that negotiations between Russia and the United Nations were positive. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.42. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $9.42 U.S. per bushel. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $9.54 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, October 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.